to your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Rebel School District cuts jobs to reduce budget deficit. Temporary burn suspension for San Luis Obispo County due to heat wave. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 80s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles School Board voted to cut positions from its budget in its meeting on Tuesday. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the district received a significant amount of one-time funding that has now diminished. To reduce the budget deficit, the board began discussing job cuts in previous meetings. The number of jobs and type has changed since the February meeting, based on public feedback that raised concerns over the lack of counselors for students. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus gave a presentation in response to this feedback on Tuesday's meeting, citing that while she agrees there is a need for therapeutic long-term counseling, school counselors are meant to provide short-term academic counseling. The board voted 4-1 on Tuesday's meeting to cut several positions, including counselors, teacher positions, paraeducators, and others from across the district. Trustee Williams dissented, and trustees Kenny Enney and Lauren McCoy were absent. The cuts totaled to about $2.2 million in savings. The city of Atascadero has been recognized with the Excellence Award in Budgeting from the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers. The California Society of Municipal Finance Officers is an organization dedicated to promoting excellence in government finance, honoring agencies whose budgeting documents meet rigorous standards for quality, transparency, and clarity. This award recognized the city for its 2025 to 2027 operating budget, highlighting the city's commitment to ensuring both short-term and long-term fiscal responsibility. Mayor Charles Borbeau said, "This award underscores the city's unwavering commitment to responsible financial management and transparency." Temporary suspension for San Luis Obispo County on burns due to heat wave. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo and the County Air Pollution Control District are urging residents to take precautions as a heat wave moves into the Central Coast. Forecasted temperatures are projected to be above seasonal averages through June, with little rainfall expected through April. Grass and brush across the county will be drying out earlier than usual. In response to this risk, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has also declared a temporary burn suspension for all of San Luis Obispo County, March 13th through the 15th. Statewide fire potential is forecast to remain near normal through May, according to CAL FIRE, but is expected to increase in June. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo's battalion chief also said, while live vegetation currently holds enough moisture to reduce the likelihood of wildfires in most areas right now, we still need the community's help. Use equipment safely, avoid parking in dry grass, and take steps to protect your home and your neighbors. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update regarding the death of a Goleta couple in Cambria that occurred on February 8th. 53-year-old John Rusky and 49-year-old Kristen Rusky, a couple in Goleta, were both found dead in a home on the 8100 block of Lone Palm Drive in Cambria. The Sheriff's Office said previously their deaths did not appear to be suspicious. Following an autopsy and toxicology testing, the coroner has determined their deaths were accidental, caused by the toxic effects of carbon monoxide. The smoke detector in the room was found to be disconnected. No further information is available at this time. A new playground is set to open at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon at 2. Students, families, staff, and community members are all invited to attend the celebration and see the new play space. Funding for the playground came from Measure M, the local school bond approved to improve facilities across the district campuses. The space creates new opportunities for students to build friendships, develop motor skills, and enjoy the time outdoors during recess and other school activities. The County District Attorney's Office and law enforcement professionals from across the state are urging California residents to contact their elected state assembly member and state senator to pass Assembly Bill 46. Assembly Bill 46, quote, closes dangerous loopholes in the penal code by restoring judges' discretion to deny diversion to violent and high-risk offenders while ensuring meaningful treatment for those who truly suffer from mental illness. Mental health diversion under Penal Code Section 1001.36, according to the DA's office, was intended to offer treatment instead of incarceration to individuals whose mental illness significantly contributed to their behavior. However, limitations now require judges to grant diversion once certain criteria are met, even in serious and violent cases. AB 46, according to the DA's office, would allow courts to consider whether a defendant poses a substantial and undue risk and whether treatment is clinically appropriate. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Bulls 142-130, the Nuggets over the Spurs 136-131, the Thunder beat the Celtics 104-102, the Hawks over the Nets 108-97, the Mavericks beat the Grizzlies 120-112. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Bulls, the Jazz will go against the Trailblazers, the Warriors will face the Timberwolves, and the Pelicans will go against the Rockets. In California news, spring is still officially a week away, and California is set to experience a summer-like heat wave. Temperatures in Southern California are set to reach 90 degrees this next week, about 20 degrees warmer than it ordinarily should be this time of year for California. Officials are urging residents, especially those who work outdoors, to drink plenty of fluids and limit outdoor activities if possible. About a month since the trial began, 12 jurors will deliberate this morning on whether social media companies can be held liable for harms caused to children using their platforms. The trial was brought forward by a 20-year-old woman who alleges the platform deliberately addicts children to their use. A 25-year-old California man died earlier this month from a rattlesnake bite from over a month ago. Julian Hernandez was riding on a trail when he was bitten by a rattlesnake. He was rushed to a hospital where he fell into a coma and remained in intensive care for over a month before dying March 4th. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, a growing dispute over pesticide regulations has emerged as a key flashpoint in negotiations over the next federal farm bill. Lawmakers debated provisions that would limit state authority over pesticide labeling and protect manufacturers from certain lawsuits if products are used according to federal guidelines. Now, supporters say the changes are needed to help protect farmers' access to crop protection tools, while critics argue the provisions could weaken consumer protections and make it a lot harder for folks claiming health impacts from pesticides to pursue actual legal action. The issue has become increasingly contentious here lately amid lawsuits involving glyphosate, a widely used herbicide. State legislatures have also considered measures aimed at limiting pesticide liability, reflecting broader national debates about regulation of agricultural chemicals. Agricultural groups warn that restrictions on crop protection products could reduce yields and therefore increase production risks, while environmental advocates say that stronger oversight is needed to help protect general public health.
March 19th, Barstar Cattle's annual bull sale offering 53 yearling and age advantage bold and horned Hereford bulls, as well as 120 replacement heifers, including 80 F1 black baldies at their annual sale at the ranch south of Muscle Shell, Montana. A program rooted in phenotype and formed to function with EPDs that matter in mind, Barstar Genetics provide performance in the pasture, feedlot, and on the rail. Buy Barstar Hereford bulls because feeder calf buyers don't pay premiums for ugly ones. Catalog and videos along with online bidding through Live Ag for the Barstar Cattle annual production sale March 19th.
Looking for your next rope horse, barrel prospect, or a dependable ranch mount? The Cowboy Country Horse Sale brings quality horses and honest consigners together, plus a full trade show with tack, equipment, western wear, and equine services. Whether you're buying, selling, or just coming to shop, it's a weekend built for real horsemen and women. Join us March 20th and 21st at the Camplex in Gillette, alongside the Gillette College Rodeo. Find previews and vendor info on Facebook at Cowboy Country Horse Sale. Good horses, good people. Done right. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Thirty-eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbaril and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181. After a short-lived increase during the pandemic, California's processing tomato acreage is set to decline for a third consecutive year. The state's tomato processors plan to contract for 9.8 million tons from 185,000 acres this year, down about 11% from the 11 million tons processors asked for last year, according to a January report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If processors' intentions remain unchanged, those figures would make the tonnage contracted from growers this year the lowest since 2005, and it would mark the first time in more than half a century that farmers in California plant fewer than 200,000 acres of processing tomatoes. Falling demand comes as a blow to farmers. In recent years, processing tomatoes were one of the few crops that were generally profitable for growers. It hurts us, like I think it probably hurts every other tomato grower, Yolo County farmer Bruce Rominger said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Sunday and Monday, sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday. Low 80s Sunday, mid-80s on Monday, low 90s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cave here, all news time is 6:21.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market on Del Rio Avenue in Atascadero. This next 2 weeks, we got some hot prices for you, like our Prairie Fresh all-natural pork shoulder roast, just $2.49 a pound. You can also get fresh cabbage or potatoes for just 39 cents a pound. We also have Blarney Stone corned beef brisket. We have flats for $5.99 and points for $4.99. Homemade Irish soda bread from our bakery, just $3.99 each. We got hot deals for Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple weeks. Tuesday the 17th and Tuesday the 24th, we have untrimmed tri-tip for just $5.99 a pound. 3-pound bag of Buddy's Mandarin Oranges, just two for $5. On Thursday the 12th or the 19th, we have Quaker Oats, 42-ounce, that's old-fashioned or quick, just $5. Barilla Pasta, 5 for $5. That's an amazing deal. We also have Estrella Wines, 1.5 liters for just $5 a bottle. We're Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The economy expanded at the end of last year, but at a cooler pace than first reported. The gross domestic product for the fourth quarter was revised to growth of 0.7%. Inflation readings for January are mostly in line with forecasts. The PCE price index rose 0.3% as expected. For the year, the PCE rose 2.8%, up 3.1% excluding food and energy, up slightly from the 3% in December, also matching the forecast. Consumer spending rose more than expected in January, up 0.4%. Incomes were also up 0.4%. And durable goods orders for expensive manufactured things were flat in January. Crude oil prices have moderated from yesterday's highs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that. You know that by now. 238 KPRL to join us on this Friday the 13th, if you believe in that kind of stuff. Not the Friday, the 13th thing. I really know.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. Yeah. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
That pretty much says it all. All right, coming up this afternoon, once again, Darsha is flying solo, so she'll be with you this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Open Mic Friday. Enjoy that. Also, a little heads up for you, those of you, it's a warning. Tomorrow morning between 7 and 9, we have this show called The Country Store, and, I'll be hosting it, so I'm sorry. Just need to give you a warning. I got to do it. And by the way, Chris, it's the cat's fault for this morning.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll get away with it.
They will, because I didn't have time to scold Lou about not waking me up this morning. Because usually he's in either walking on me or putting his paw in my face about 2 minutes before the alarm goes off. And this morning he decided not to do it.
Well, they're usually very excellent about the timing by the sound of it.
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that the weather has warmed up and it is they have spring fever, so they're staying outside and chasing critters a little bit more, so that means they're extra tired. So they, at least Lou, did not decide to wake me up this morning.
Hmm.
So, again, I will have a nice talk with them when I get home later this afternoon.
I'm sure you will.
Sure. It'll mean absolutely.
Unrelated, by the way, since you mentioned Friday the 13th, I've got curious. I was thinking, what exactly is the origins of the superstition on Friday the 13th outside the movie? Because that's the only thing I know of. I didn't find a short answer, but what I found is that there is a word for a fear of Friday the 13th. It ends in phobia, but I don't think I can say the rest of it because It's a little long.
Oh, one of the, like, 17 letters or something like that?
Pretty much, yeah. It looks like Periscavidecatriophobia. I probably butchered that.
Well, no, because most of us wouldn't know the difference. So, so you would just say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jair, what are you talking about today? The phobia? Oh, yeah, I know what it means. Okay, well, then if you know what it means, now spell it. If you could do that. I have no idea either. I mean, I've, you know, heard the 13th thing, you know, my whole life. I don't know the origin of it. I'm sure it's maybe easy to find, but maybe goes back a long, long time. And that leads to a question. I hadn't thought about it until you just brought it up. Do you have anything along the lines of bad luck, you know, stepping on a crack, walking under a ladder, you know, all those things?
I don't believe in superstition, so no. Sometimes I'll joke about it, but I don't legitimately believe in any superstitions.
Okay, so are there some things that you avoid, and I really can't explain that, or that your routine that you have to do?
I know what you're asking. I'm trying to think if there's anything, but, I mean, not really. I try to, you know... What's the word for it? Keep my karma, you know, at a decent level. But I don't know if that's superstition as much as it is just me thinking, you know, if I do good things or I treat people well, then hopefully nothing will come back to bite me.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily a ritual.
No, it's part of being a good person.
Exactly.
There are some things, and I really can't explain them because they have to. It's when it comes up at the particular time that maybe a shortcut on doing something or putting it off when it really would have taken much more effort to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to, but you know, once in a while I just say, "Oh, the heck with it." I'm gonna like, all right, I am pretty good about making sure the things are put away. Now, I don't know if that makes me a mental case or anything like that, but I, in the back of my mind, if I don't do it, something is going to happen.
Okay. So that is going a little bit into a superstitious territory, which, hey, more power to you, but I mean, I got no problem with the idea of thinking you got to put stuff away or stay organized or do things just to keep your sanity.
Because I don't like being caught up. I like being well ahead. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
All right, because I just don't. Because I guess, again, maybe this is a phobia. I want to be prepared in case something happens that's going to throw me off and get me more behind. Again, had I known that the cat wasn't going to make me up this morning, I would have prepared more for today than I normally do from the day before.
Right.
All right. So, you know, I'm driving in. I'm going, oh, man, I got nothing. I got nothing. That damn cat, I'm going to kill him. So I'm going to blame it on the cat. But as far as, you know, the ladders and the mirrors and the black cat and all that stuff, no. But there are some things that are not consistent enough to, I think, where I'd have to be sitting down on a leather couch talking with somebody. Not yet.
We'll see how bad you get as time passes, though.
Right, as I have more birthdays, which I am anticipating that. And because I think we all have things around the house that were, would the word obsessed be? Like some people, you have to have a sink with nothing in it. You know, some people pile stuff up in the sink.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, I can't do that. If there's a spoon in there, I have to clean it. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, I'll be wiping a wall someday, drooling at the old people's home, and people just throwing things at me. Hi, good morning.
You're telling on yourself here. Hey, good morning to you too.
Good morning.
So, you tell me that you're a history guy, but the Friday the 13th, as I remember and have read, it goes back to the persecution of the Templars by the Pope and the King of France in the 12th to 13th century. They sent out the forces, the armies, to on the 13th of Friday the 13th to get arrest these people and put them in dungeons and wherever they put them and persecute them, and that started on the 13th. So is it
affiliated with religion? With the crucifixion of Jesus?
No. It's the way I see it. It's related to religion and the greed, because the Pope and I think it was the King of France owed the Templars so much money that the only way to get out of the debt was to trump up the charges and arrest them all, put them in jail, persecute them, kill them, burn them at the stake, accuse them of all kinds of horrible crimes. Because the Templars have become extremely wealthy by their actions of, they were guarding pilgrims as they went to the Holy Land, and they started some of the first banking system. So, and they, the king, I think it was King of France, and then the Pope, they were didn't like the fact that the Templars had so much wealth. They wanted it, and they didn't want to pay back their debt.
Okay.
So they came in the middle of the night, hauled them all away, and killed most of them. And there's not sure where they went. They all didn't get killed, but they still say that the treasure, a lot of their treasure, has never been found. And some of them are believed to have wound up in Scotland and even into Nova Scotia area, the Templars. So there's just all kinds of stuff. But it started from the Friday the 13th when they were... That's how I remember my history. So.
All right, well, I'm guessing there's a whole generation that's going to think that Friday the 13th started from the movie in 1980. I've never seen it, so I don't know what it's about.
No, I don't know anything about it.
I've never seen it, but I could tell you what it's about.
Is it a killer movie?
Yeah, it is. The first movie is a mother whose, let's say, son got drowned in a camp for youth, so she went on a serial killer rampage and killed all the counselors because she believes they were responsible for neglecting him.
Oh. Okay.
That's the first movie. Then she gets decapitated at the end of the first movie, and from the second movie onwards, her dead son, Jason Voorhees, becomes a serial killer after he rises from the dead.
All righty. Okay.
There you go.
That sounds like a nice family movie. Take your kids to the drive-in and watch mom's head get chopped off. That's beautiful.
All right. Well, you guys have a great Friday the 13th, okay?
Well, before you go, you're not getting off the hook.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any superstitions?
Not particularly, no.
How about some goofy things like, you know, I said, I can't stand a spoon in the sink.
No, not so much. I think I'm losing anything I might have had. I think I'm losing that as I get older. It's like, I don't care. but the excessive compulsive is what it sounds like, what you're describing. You know, you got to have everything in its place, you know, and stuff. I don't have to be that way. Although, superstition, I do believe that there are spirits that walk among us, and that we're not the only thing here. So,
all right. So, way. Would you consider these spirits in any way ghosts?
If you want to give them that term, yes. Okay.
Well, what else would you call them?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes they just call them the spirit or what, the energy that's different, or things that happen. There are things that go on that have been documented for many, many years that people have saw things, felt things, heard things, you know.
All right. Now, I'm guessing here that most of us probably experience something that we can't explain. You know, you try to tell somebody, hey, this happened. Did you say, no, I didn't, but it happened, and I can't explain how or why.
Exactly. And especially when I was younger, I had premonitions that I had to pay attention to, and because they happen, and then it gets to where you have these thoughts, and you think it's a premonition, but it's probably not. But you don't know how to differentiate between the real one and not. You know, so you do things that are so to alleviate that thing. You know, and my first experience was, I think I was in grade school, you know, so that I remember. So it have you ever had that where you go to do something and you think, oh, this might happen, and it does?
Yeah, but I, you know, when you mention grade school, I'm thinking, well, you know, in grade school our imagination is pretty wild.
Yeah, but mine was weird. I went to the teacher said, plug this power cord in the wall, and I went to plug it in, and I said, well, what if this thing blows up in my hand? And I plugged it in, and it blew up in my hand. And I went, and that kind of puts the thought in your head as a kid, you know?
I don't know. Mike, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know why I'm laughing.
No, it just, but you have to, people are more aware of their surroundings and what's going on and pay attention. And I had many instances where things would happen. So I've kind of got let it just slide now. I don't. Maybe I'm old and tired and not as alert and sharp as I was. You know.
No, you're losing it.
Yeah. And listening to you doesn't help.
I know. All right, it's nice to know we're all going to end up in the same place.
Well, what you think?
Yeah, more than likely.
All right. Okay. See you later.
All right, bye. Okay. Chris, did you ever have anything happen to you that you can't explain why or how it happened to anybody? Only, and nobody will believe you.
That's a very specific question. Let me think.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Sure.
This did happen.
Okay.
I was coming back. It was two-a-day football practice. And, well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Daffy.
See, it was announced that Karen was going to be talking about a couple things that happened at the last couple city council meetings yesterday, and I wasn't able to hear what it was. Do you know what it was that she talked about?
We have a playback. You can go to our website on the podcast and give it a listen. I listened to some of the show yesterday, but not all of it.
Yeah, I don't have the ability to do that. I thought you might know, but
nope.
Say something happened to me the other day. I was on my way to San Luis, and all of a sudden, for some reason, the idea of jury duty came into my thinking. I got home, and there was a jury summons in my mailbox waiting for me.
All right. That's,
about jury duty. The only time I ever thought of jury duty, and there was a jury summons in my mailbox.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to say that that's weird, but I'm sure some things like that have happened to us from time to time. Not often, but once in a while, I have a song in my head, and I'll turn, there's a station out of Fresno,
and I'll turn the radio on, and bam, that song comes on. And it's not an, you know, new stuff where the rotation, it's just, you know, it's an older song, and I'll go, damn, that's weird.
Yeah, some weird stuff happens.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right, we got to go. We're up against the clock. I don't have time to finish that, but I'll, if I remember, next hour. But quickly, though, on the radio thing, this is for those, there was, this was one of my first years in radio, and there was a rebroadcast that went through the air. So let me see. My first year was 82. There was a rebroadcast that went through, I don't know where the station was, where it played something from 1968. It came on, not for, you know, 5 minutes or anything like that. It was a radio broadcast from London, England. And somehow it got into the atmosphere and it came across. And I don't think I've ever heard anything like that ever happening again. All right, we got to go. We're up against it.
Local News Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update regarding the death of a Goleta couple in Cambria that occurred on February 8th. 53-year-old John Ruskey and 49-year-old Kristen Ruskey were both found dead in the home on the 8100 block of Lone Palm Drive. The coroner has determined their deaths were accidental, caused by carbon monoxide poisoning. The smoke detector in their room was found to be disconnected. The city of Atascadero has been recognized with the Excellence Award in Budgeting from the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers. They are an organization dedicated to promoting excellence in government finance, honoring agencies whose budgeting documents meet rigorous standards for quality, transparency, and clarity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Trump issuing new threats against Iran on Truth Social this morning, posting,
"We have unparalleled firepower, unlimited ammunition, and plenty of time. Watch what happens to these deranged scumbags today."
Fox's Chanley Painter, and this follows Iranian attacks early today on Gulf Arab states, including dozens of drones at Saudi Arabia. And that follows warnings from its new supreme leader on countries hosting American bases. An attack on a synagogue near Detroit yesterday as a man drove his truck into the house of worship.
He crashed through the wall, made it inside of the building, and drove down the hallway. The only reason he was stopped is because there was an armed guard who opened fire.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the driver is dead. The security guard is expected to recover from injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m., midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Time for sports. And it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a historic night for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Gilgeous-Alexander. Crowd anticipating. Fires and hits. An incredible streak puts SGA into the record books. 127 consecutive games, scoring at least 20 points as he passes the great Wilt Chamberlain.
Prime video on the call. SGA ended with 35 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists as OKC topped the Celtics 104-102. Also a big night for Luka Doncic, who ended with 51 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists as the Lakers defeated the Bulls 142-130. The Nuggets were down 20 and came back to defeat the Spurs 136-131 behind a triple-double from Nikola Jokic. And in the NHL, the Avalanche outscored the Kraken 5-1.
And your sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. It is 9 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Friday, highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, and we'll do the same thing, clouds and sunshine, low 80s on your Saturday, and what the heck, let's throw in Sunday too, mid-80s on Monday, and then here we go, 90 on Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:17 a.m., 7:09 p.m., we are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They're located at 8300. They've been there serving you since 1979. Moving right along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home. Ain't nothing like it. As long as they do their job and fulfill their responsibilities. Which, as I mentioned, I'll be having a talking to young Lou this afternoon. All righty, let's see here. As I look to my left, we have cleared the board from the dove and the dog from the other day or last week. There is nothing to report. And Chris, as you know, on Fridays, you get the day off because we have music coming up. Music trivia, but if you lose one or find one, that would be winged or webbed, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Cebu Play. The World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They got everything you need, including apparel, atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, we have 6 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. That means it's time for trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles and Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, let's see here. Fridays, I play a little bit of a tease of a song for you. If you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, do call in and give it your best shot. I will decide what your best shot is if it's worth it. Do not answer a question with a question. And make sure when you answer a question, your inflection doesn't sound like a question. Yes, Miss Landers. All right, good luck, and here we go. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Whose do you think's did this song, or what the name of the song is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Good morning.
Good morning, Buddy Holly.
It is, yes, the Lubbock, Texas guy, Buddy Holly. That'll be the day. Do you like the song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy Holly, his works are pretty darn good. Lost him way too soon. All right, sir, well done. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, John Hartness.
All right, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy the song and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye now.
All right. All right, this was recorded a couple of times. Recorded a couple of times in 56 and in 57. All right, and then it did very well on the charts. I was going to say obviously, but it was originally recorded by Buddy Holly and the Three Tones, or yeah, the Three Tunes in 56, and then re-recorded in 57 by Buddy Holly and his new band, The Crickets. And there is a connection with John Wayne on this. But here it is, going all the way to number two, and RB charts that went to number one or two. It's the classic, still sounds fresh.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a cause. That'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your love and your tender loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby.
Okay, in June of 1956, Buddy Holly, along with his older brother Larry, as well as the Crickets, that would be Jerry Allison and Sonny Curtis, they went to see the film The Searchers, starring John Wayne, in which Wayne repeatedly used the phrase, "That'll be the day." This line of dialogue inspired Buddy Holly and the other musicians. It was co-written supposedly with Norman Petty, but really not. He was the producer. Jerry Allison and Buddy Holly were the ones that wrote the song. It was originally produced in Nashville with Owen Bradley. However, they didn't like it. And then Holly went to another recording studio in New Mexico, and that is the one that we're all familiar with.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo is urging residents to take precautions as a heat wave moves into the Central Coast. Forecasted temperatures are projected to be above seasonal averages through June. CAL FIRE is also suspending all burns in the county through March 15th. A new playground is set to open at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon at 2. Students, families, staff, and community members are all invited to attend the celebration and see the new play space. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
It is listed in one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. And the song got a big revival, and I'm sure many of you will remember this, in 1973 because of the movie American Graffiti and, of course, The Wolfman. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Remember, they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.